On with Mario Lopez.
What up, it's Mario Lopez. Let's welcome to the show, the voice of Pam on the FXX show, Archer, Amber Nash. How are you, Amber?
Great, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Yeah. The eighth season, congratulations.
Crazy, I still can't believe it.
That's like so impressive these days.
Yeah.
You know, you really connected with an audience, and now you're about to kick off the eighth. What's in store for this season?
So this season, we're having a little bit of a reboot. We're going to be set in 1947. Ooh. So it's very film noir. It's gorgeous. The animation looks incredible. And my character actually this season is known as Poovy, just Poovy. And it, the character is gender neutral. So I'm playing
right.
A cop. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'm playing a cop and my partner is Figgis, who's Cyril. So all the characters have kind of gone through a little bit of a change in different kinds of ways. So it's pretty fun.
What continues to be so appealing about the show that you think it resonates?
One of the things I think that we do really well is a lot of people respond to its dirtiness because it is a very dirty show.
Right.
But I think
you can get away a lot more with.
Right.
Because of animation.
Yeah. But I think that we get away with the dirtiness because it's so smart. Like, it really is very intelligent and well-written. And, like, there's stuff I have to look up all the time. Like, I'm like, what is this reference?
Right.
Like, who invented elevators? I don't know.
Who did invent elevators?
I don't remember, but it's in one of the episodes.
You got to watch the season. Because
that's a fun fact right there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's really smart, and it changes a lot. And sometimes, you know, people are like, well, we don't like change. But it's like, if you've got a comedy, you've got to take risks.
Yeah,
and
you've got
to keep evolving, for sure.
And I know you have a background in improv.
Yeah.
Do you get to improvise in this type of show?
Yeah, well, the writing's pretty solid, and so we don't really get to do much of it, but there's often times where something's happened, like somebody's been shot or something's crazy is going on and everybody kind of reacts to it, so everybody has everybody lines, and in those, there's usually some chance a little wiggle room and a little bit of improvising there. Or sometimes, if something's not quite landing, we'll improvise with the director to try to find a different way of saying a line, but then we always record what's written just in case. So we get to do a little bit of it.
And a lot of funny, talented people in the cast. Judy Greer, Aisha Tyler, Chris Parnell. There must be a lot of laughs when you record. And we were talking about it off air right now. The luxury of it, I think it's a luxury, is that you do often record by yourself. So with schedule and everything, that's got to be just like a dream scenario for
you,
right?
And we all live in different places. Like, I live in Atlanta. A lot of those guys are out here in LA, and then other people live in New York, and so we can all record from different places. And we always say that we really like each other as a cast, and it's because we don't actually work together.
Those are the best types of relationships.
Right?
I always say healthiest relationships are the ones with the biggest space.
Yeah, and so we get to see each other a couple times a year, and we're all super stoked.
It's like a honeymoon.
Yes, it's great. It's the best.
And your character has a bit of a sailor's mouth.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And has that rubbed off on real life, or you don't strike me as one that cusses up a storm?
Well, thank you for saying that. It might have been how I got the role, though, is I was kind of known in Atlanta as a person with a horrible mouth, and so I think that kind of inspired me getting cast as Pam.
Really?
Yeah.
A horrible mouth in what sense? Just foul? Or?
Just foul. Just willing to say anything.
Unfiltered.
Look at that. Looks are deceiving right here.
There's a surprising amount of nudity for a cartoon.
There is.
Did that shock you?
You know, a little bit. And actually, I think it was the end of season six. There's like this very gratuitous sex scene between Archer and Lana. And Casey Willis, who works on the show, he's one of the producers, was like, we actually pushed it to see like how far, because we were like, they're going to push back. No way they're going to let us do this. But they did. And he was like, well, let's see what happens, because it was pretty crazy.
Has there been anything they've cut? They said, you can't do this?
I don't think so. Like, there was a couple lines that I read and I was like, there's no way they're going to let me say this. And they let us say it. So it's like, great.
Yeah, yeah. Cable now, they're pushing the boundaries.
You can just about anything.
All the curse words I'm hearing now, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, you couldn't not feel
even
old.
Like,
you really couldn't get away with saying anything.
Totally.
Even now, like watching, like if you watch Conan on TBS, like they curse on there. Like TBS never used to, TBS used, when I grew up, was watching him on Saved by the Bell.
Right, yeah. Like,
easy. Yeah.
That's what it was.
You're not that young, Fraser.
I was like 3 years old.
You have a degree in psychology?
I do.
That's cool. How did you go from that and transition into acting?
I was in school and I was hating life because I was like, I need a creative outlet. And a friend of mine was like, hey, have you ever seen improv before? And I was like, no, what is it? And so I went to an improv show and I signed up for classes that night and then just started doing it. But I still was doing psychology. I got a degree and then I ended up working with troubled teenagers. I lived like at a wilderness camp and worked with troubled teens.
Fun.
Yeah. So then I'd come home on the weekends and go do comedy. So it was a weird, weird life for a while there.
I can imagine that helped though.
It did. It really did. And also having a psychology degree really helps working with actors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Just in life.
Yeah.
In general and stuff. And you have a web series called Heart of America.
Yeah.
It's a great title. What's that about?
Yeah, I get to play the three main characters, which is super fun. So it's 10 episodes. Each episode is about 5 minutes long. And there's like a cop storyline. There's a Bigfoot storyline. And then there's a grandmother storyline. And I play those main characters. And then I also play a narrator, an old man that kind of narrates the whole journey for everybody.
You're working.
Yeah, it's really fun. If you go to heartofamerica.com, you can check it out. It's H-A-R-T because that's the main character's last name.
Got it. In Atlanta's home?
Yep, Atlanta's home.
That's where you're born and raised?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Why no accent?
You know, I think it's because I live in the city. And honestly, when I was in high school, my family moved out to California. I lived in Glendale.
Oh.
And okay. I think at 15, if you say y'all and then move to Glendale, you're like terrified to be different. Yeah. So I think I might have just like struck it from the vocabulary altogether. But my mom's got a great Southern accent. Yeah. Just like perfect.
I'm sure you can pull it out if you needed
to.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Thing. Very cool. All right, I don't want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, okay. Quick answers. All right. Go to karaoke song.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. You know that song?
I don't either. I don't. That sounds rad though.
It's pretty great.
And you, I saw the Southern thing come out right there.
Yeah.
First show on your DVR other than Archer.
Oh, The Americans. I love The Americans.
I know. There's so many good ones. It's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh my God. Sam Rockwell. Isn't that weird?
Really?
Yeah.
As like a kid?
Maybe as a teenager.
Even as a teenager?
Yeah. But as a kid, it was probably Corey Haim.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Don't mind that. All-time favorite cartoon.
Oh, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, I loved it, man. Those mysteries. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Him and Shaggy, always high.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Time travel destination.
Oh, it'd probably be like, I don't know, like whenever Downton Abbey was set.
That was like 1910, 1912.
Yeah. Is that the turn of the century?
Because the first season started with, they got the news the Titanic had gone down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's when I do it.
That's when you do it.
Yeah. Rest in peace, okay. Titanic.
Yeah. Yes. Rest in peace.
Who plays you in your life story?
Oh my God. Oh. Probably Reese Witherspoon.
I mean, oh. I think she'd nail it. That has the whole Southern thing. Had some great casting right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Candace Cameron. She could do it too, I'm sure.
That's good too.
Yeah. I can kind of actually see that right there. Right? Very good. Different tone.
Yeah.
But,
different
I like
vibe.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Different vibe. Well, you can watch Archer Wednesdays on FXX. You can follow her on Instagram and Twitter @AmberCNash. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Today.
Thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
On with Mario Lopez.